In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men.
The dominion mandate is inside. That's why the Bible says, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. You carry God's image, discover who you are, and shake off that ignorance.
I confer the blessing on your life today. I confer your mighty hand of blessing upon their lives.
Welcome to Expand Your World with Pastor David Ogbonle.
The way the system works is that God gives you a mandate. A mandate is an authorization to execute a certain assignment on behalf of the government or ruling powers. For example, if Lagos State government give you a mandate to go to a particular area and do a housing estate, the mandate will state what you are to do, the assignment, but the mandate also has authorization, authority to implement that assignment. To rule on the earth, you have to rule from the unseen. Is the spiritual world that controls the natural world. You and I belong to a kingdom that is the supreme ruler over the whole universe. The kingdom that rules over all. That's where we belong to. We are not representing Nigerian government. You are not representing your traditional ruler in the village. We are representing the kingdom of God. That's we are giving ambassadorial status for our king. If you notice in Mark chapter 16, when he gave them the great commission, go into the world, preach the gospel to all creatures, he said, first sign, this sign shall follow. The first one, you shall cast out devils. If you get to verse 20, the same Bible said, the Lord that has risen, that has ascended, was now walking with them, confirming the words with signs following. He is the guarantor. So each time they exercise the authority of his name, he confirms it. He backs it up. The power of the risen Christ is behind you, my friends.
Welcome to Expand Your World with Pastor David Ogbonle.
There are five things that happen when Jesus died for us and rose again from the dead. Five ways we identify with him. Verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for the great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ. One of them is this quickening. He raised us from the dead with Christ. And then, then verse 6, and has raised us up together with Christ. That's another one. And then made us to sit together with Christ. That's another one. In the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Let me say this. There are five things. One of them is that when he died on the cross, Jesus was dying as a representative man. Adam, when he sinned, and all of us sinned. All have sinned and fallen short because we were all in Adam. Now, the same way all the new creation was in Christ when he did all this. So when he died on the cross, he took your place and my place. He died for us, but he also died as us. I don't know if you know the power of representation. How that a Nigerian president can sign something, an agreement with another nation, and is binding on the whole Nigerians. Even though you were not the ones that did it. So when Adam took that forbidden fruit, you were not there. But it's now the consequences are on you. The same thing happens with our forefathers when we discuss foundation. When Jesus was crucified on the cross, the scripture said we were crucified with him. Galatians 2:20 said, I was crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, not I anymore. When he was buried, that's the second stage. They brought him down and put him in the grave. And he went into the underworld. We were also buried with him. One of the ways we demonstrate that is baptism. When you go for baptism, what you're doing is to identify with Christ in his burial. Because when he was actually buried, you were the one that was buried. When he was crucified, it's your old nature that was nailed on that cross. So the Bible said in Ephesians, then there is a quickening. A quickening is to be raised from death. He was raised from death and you were raised from spiritual death. Because the Bible said, why we are dead in trespasses. He quickened us together with him. Then there was the ascension of Christ. And he was raised all the way to the right hand of God. And the Bible said we were raised up with him also. And then the ultimate thing happened. Can I get two seats? Can I get two seats? I beheld the thrones were cast down and the ancient of days did sit, whose garment was white as snow. This is God the Father. You know, let's manage. And the hair of his head was like pure as wool. His throne was like fiery flame and his wheels as burning fire. Verse 10. A fiery stream issued before him. Thousands upon thousands ministered to him. He's talking about angels and books were opened. In the visions of the night, yes, I beheld one like the Son of Man. Oga on white, there. Come. He has paid for our sin. He has risen from the dead. He has finished commissioning his disciples on Mount Olivet. He rises, ascends to heaven. And now he is welcome. The gates of heaven opens when he asks that question, you know. Anyway, and then he is brought before the Father. Look at it. And behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven. If you remember at Mount Olivet, he said, and he ascended and the clouds received him out of their sight. He came with the clouds of heaven. And then he came to the Ancient of Days. They brought him near him. The book of Revelation showed the wonders of what happened that day, the coronation of Christ. And then let's see what followed. Verse 14. And there was given to him, watch, dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations and language should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. That's when they began to confer on him all kinds of titles. King of kings, Lord of lords. The Bible actually said in Revelation chapter 19 that he wears many crowns. You know, it's different from us who might get one crown, soul winner's crown and all that. Jesus has many titles. When he fought and conquered death, conquered sin, conquered Satan and rose from the dead on our behalf, they began to decorate him with all kinds of titles. And the Father transferred authority over the earth or even over the heavens, except the one that gave him the authority. And authority over the underworld. Because the Bible said God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and of things on earth and of things under the earth. Matthew 28 said all authority in heaven and earth. So I thought it was only two realms. But when you read Philippians chapter 2 verse 11, it said of things in heaven, of things on earth and of things under the earth. Anything oil around here or water, anything that flows, but I need oil if you have oil. Oh, thank you. Because he was actually anointed. He was actually anointed. He told his people, he said, tarry in Jerusalem. I'm going for coronation. And like Prof read for us, when he was anointed with the seven spirits of God. Complete everything, nothing missing. When he was given authority, he was given the seven horns. Those horns are complete dominion, complete authority. Those eyes are the seven spirits of God. And the Bible said those seven spirits of God in Revelation chapter 5 have been sent into the earth. How? Because Jesus is the head. You and I are his body. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? I had an experience, Daddy, where I was shown the heavens, you know, and things. So after that, I was asking questions. I thought you said we all have thrones. How come I didn't see our throne? Until when he returns and when we are raptured, when we are going to be given our own reward, we're going to wear crowns, all kinds of things. But right now, there's only one throne next to the throne of God. But Ephesians 2 said, you are seated with him. So where is the third one? Where is the third throne? Oh yeah, come and sit down. I was expecting to see a third seat. That's my own seat. I was expecting to see your seat. There is no third seat. There is the giant exalted throne of the Father and the throne of the Son. So I said, Lord, you have made us to sit with him at the right hand. No, Oga, you are supposed to be on the right. Carry your seat here. But truly, you are not supposed to carry it. Everything has been arranged. Just sit. Right. Sit well. Oh. Mm-hmm. Sit. If you want to know what I'm saying, show them Psalm 110 verse 1. The Lord said to my Lord. This is the Lord said to my Lord. Sit down. Where? At my right hand. Until what? I make your enemies your footstool. Then verse 2. How are you going to make his enemies his footstool since he's seated? He said, the Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of where? So he said, that authority, I need a scepter. Somebody give me a scepter, a stick, drumstick, anything. You know, this is one coming thing. I'll construct something, you know, just to help us get the message. He said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. That's the Father declaring the Son's throne. Your throne, O God, he calls him God. God Almighty calls the Son God. You can see here, he calls him Lord. The Lord said to my Lord, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. Oh yeah, hand him a scepter. And as he hands receive it, the scepter of thy kingdom is the right scepter, because you love righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, even your God, has anointed you. They began the coronation, anointed with the oil of gladness above all your fellows. But he told his body to wait at the upper room. He said, I'm only sitting here in representation of you. The head and the body sits on one seat. I am the head. You are my. He said, sit on the upper room. When they start the coronation, you are going to feel it in the upper room. Because they said, the oil will flow from the head of Aaron, flow down his beard, flow down to the skirts of his garment, flow down over to the legs. And that was when the thing started dropping in the upper room. It drops on Peter, it turns to cloven tongues of fire. It drops on John, it turns to cloven tongues of fire. It drops on Andrew, it turns to cloven tongues of fire. It's the same anointing on the head that is on the body. The Bible said, if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he shall quicken your mortal bodies. He shall quicken. The Lord your God, you are kept, anoint him. I don't know whether he was seated or anoint him with oil of gladness above your fellows. You may be seated. And I said, this scepter I gave you You are going to sit. I need to deal with your enemies on the earth. Hand it over to your body, the church. That is the authority. Come and take it. Come and take it. Come and take it. Enough. Let's get the message. Everybody lift up your hands. Father, compare on your church a new level of revelation, a new level of boldness.
These days, everyone is always on the go. We understand that life gets busy. Thankfully, we've created a way for you to stay connected to Dominion City regularly, wherever you are and whatever time of day. Introducing the new Dominion City mobile app. With the app, you can now obtain the most important ministry updates immediately. You can listen and purchase messages you've missed or want to hear again. Locate a chapter relative to your location using the Find a Chapter feature. Catch up with past and upcoming events, share testimonies and prayer requests, and oh, you can even give with the app. Connect to the Dominion City Nerve Center to receive instant notifications direct to your device so you don't have to be left behind. Why wait? Get the DC mobile hookup and have access to the best learning tools to help you along every aspect of the journey of life. Download it today. Available for Android, iOS, Windows, and select BlackBerry devices.
I offer my life as a living sacrifice to your will. Just take it all.
And by your spirit, we enter in into this door that is opened by
Jesus Christ. Just take it all. So come and take all your love. Yes. Father, come take all the love of me. Spirit, take all the love of me. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit.
Good morning, my name is Amaka Zoe Sam. I'm from Imo State. I reside in Enugu State. Over the years, due to the issue I have on my skin, sometimes I do have this inferiority complex when I'm with my fellows because of what I have on my body. Sometimes when I'm walking on the road, people will be looking at me like, see your leg, see your body, you know, those kind of mockery statements. Even at night, I don't sleep. I just don't sleep. If I'm sleeping, the knife is by my side. I'm always itching my leg, and sometimes I bleed. I've lost lots of opportunities career-wise because of this. And it has cost me so much pain and shame over the years. I've had it for over 19 years. And I came for camp meeting believing God for my healing. And when Pastor David Obwele was giving his word of knowledge, he mentioned it. He said, there is a lady here who has a skin disease, and you're not the only person who has suffered it in your family.
And a lady who had this type of skin disease, and you're not the only person that had it in your family, it just vanished. You're feeling, that lady particularly, you're feeling pinching all over your skin. Is the healing power of God. That thing just vanished.
Because I felt something leave my body immediately. And then I felt hotness all over my legs and everything. So I went to the altar and I testified.
Give the Lord praise. She's crying. I've been healed before, I know how it feels. If you have been sick, if you have felt being in pain, 19 years. How did this start?
I just grew up, so it happened to my late mom and she died of it. And
your mom died of it?
Yes.
And then it started again with you?
Yes.
For 19 years. Are you serious?
And then the spot, my leg is white. It was black there. It was black like this. It's not black again.
That her leg was black. And his normal complexion. Thank you, Jim.
And since then, all the itches, the boils, everything I used to have on my body have ceased. I've not itched my body again. I've not had issues with my skin again.
I'm a very close friend to Amaka. We are like sisters. So, and for the long time I've known her, she had that disease on her skin, and the thing has really dealt with her. You know, at a point she took a drug that almost took her life. I was the one that took her to hospital and treated her just because of the skin. The thing really hasn't it, but I'm just grateful to God that finally she has received her healing. And since after then, she sleeps like a baby. She's sound and she's strong. So I'm very grateful to God. I'm a witness to her miracle.
Just like he healed the 10 lepers in the Bible, and only one came back to say thank you, I have come to declare publicly that I'm grateful to Jesus for the healing he has given to me. And no man, no woman will take it away from me, no matter what. And I know that God is restoring to me all the years that the caterpillar and cankerworm has taken from me. The sleepless night, the lost opportunities, every single thing. Jesus is restoring it to me in Jesus' name.
Welcome to Expand Your World with Pastor David Ogbeni.
In Jesus' mighty name, this is what the Lord asked me to tell you. He said, you remember the story of Moses and Joshua when they had to confront the armies of the Amalekites. Moses was the one that climbed the mountain holding a rod. Joshua was the one in the valley to fight the real battle. This is exactly what Jesus had done with the church. He handed his authority to us. Then he said, anytime in the battlefield, in mission field, in conflicts of life, you raise your voice in the name of Jesus. He said, I lift your hands up. The way Moses lifted his hand on the mountain, the hands of Jesus goes up, showing I back him up 100%. And the moment you declare it, the power of the throne moves into operation to enforce it. He said, Pastor, you don't understand. Demons have not been obeying me. It's because you lack revelation. It's revelation that brings manifestation. That's why he said to them, go ye therefore. Go ye therefore. Go ye therefore. Go ye therefore. Hey! You men of black that have been helping us, lift up your hands. Oh! All of you, lift up. Go ye therefore. Go ye therefore. You are carrying exousia, and you are carrying dynamis. You are carrying both of them. Go ye therefore. Lift up those hands one more time and give thanksgiving to the Father and to the Son, who has given you that exalted position in Christ, who has given you a holy calling. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. Because the man who had the rod, whom God gave the rod, was Moses. Anytime he lifts his hands, the army of Israel wins the battle in the valley. The difference between Moses being a human being is that he will get tired, he will lower his hands. But when it comes to us, the authority that backs us, the power of the throne that backs us, is a constant. You just need to draw from it. Everybody lift up your hand. Say, Father, I thank you for what you have wrought for me in Christ. With humility, I come before you to assume my office as a king and as a priest. I humbly take my place at your right hand to begin the ministry of authority to which you have called me in Christ. You've made me a deliverer. You've entrusted your purpose on the earth into my hand, along with my brothers and sisters. Teach me what it means to function. Open my eyes to really understand what you have done. Help me to begin to function from the heavens, that your purpose and your will will be established. Amen. 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 Amen.